Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is actually one of my all-time favorite songs. It takes me back to my youth days. Well, not very, still youth, but not very youthy, because I think when I got into a choir in East London a couple of years ago, I must have been about 22, 23, and this is one of the songs that we actually used to sing. So it takes me back to those days. It is Andre Crouch featuring Marvin Winans with Let the Church Say Amen. Are back in studio this afternoon. I don't know if she's back because I spoke to her sometime this week, but really, really excited to welcome Jean Langharamse this afternoon, who is the Corporate Communications Manager of Radio Pulpit. Now, we at Radio Pulpit are thankful to you, our listeners, for your loyal support, and we love to get your input. That's why we're conducting a research campaign, because we want you to tell us what you think. So we've got Jean, like I said, this afternoon on the line. Jean, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Luco. Thank you very much.
I must say, it also kind of feels different to say to you, welcome to Radio Pulpit, because you're at Radio Pulpit literally every day.
I am. Yeah. I feel like I live at Radio Pulpit. Yes. Thank you so much.
Even when you're at home, you're still at Radio Pulpit.
Yes. I'm sitting here in my Radio Pulpit shirt.
Exactly. Yes. Now, tell us, Jean, what are the specific goals that the research campaign aims to achieve for Radio Pulpit?
Look, we would like to know, how would people like to give to Radio Pulpit?
Mm-hmm.
Because we just love our listeners, and they are like family to us, and we know that they bless us tremendously, and that's why we are able to be on air. But we might want to make it easy. So we want to know, how would you like to give?
Mm-hmm. So how will the feedback then gathered during this particular campaign be used to shape Radio Pulpit's future strategies and listener engagement efforts?
Well, out of the research, we will be able to see, okay, a certain percentage of people would like to receive an SMS, and they would like to pay, for example, via direct payment, like an EFT.
Mm-hmm.
Others might want to a debit order. Others might say, no, but I would like to contribute to a specific project. So we are so different, and we have different circumstances.
Mm.
So we want to make it as easy as possible for our listeners to give.
Okay. So there are incentives, I believe, for people to take part in this research campaign. Can you tell us more about these prizes?
Yes, I can. I think it's wonderful prizes. We've had it before on air as well. The first prize is a 5,000 Rand voucher from Woolies, from Woolworths. The second prize is a 3,000 Rand voucher. And the third prize is a 2,000 Rand voucher. So that is, I think, quite a nice to have at this time of the year.
Mm. And can I win?
No, Nicole, I'm sorry. not Radio Pulpit personnel are allowed to enter.
Uh-huh.
But please, family, listeners, it's open for you to enter.
I like that. So no cheating. We're not going to take these vouchers for ourselves.
No.
Oh, man. Tell me, Jean, lastly, are there any key insights that you hope to uncover from this campaign that could help Radio Pulpit better understand its financial supporters and their motivation?
Yes. As I said, we do not only want to know how would you like to give, but also how would you like to hear from us?
Mm.
Is it an email? Is it SMS? Would you like to speak to somebody telephonically? Maybe you feel that I want to hear a voice on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe we will get a lot of insights out of that. And then, of course, also the way to give. You know, if you say, for example, no, I like to give towards a project, then we can open it up and make it, you know, well known to our entire listenership, and our listeners saying, okay, we have X, Y, and Z project. We need X amount for that. Because we do a lot of projects and community projects.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that all comes out of the, I would almost say, the big pot of income.
Mm.
But we still, you know, there's a need. There's a need to stand in. There's a need to be able to do projects and go out into communities.
Oh, man. Jean, thank you so much. Any last words you'd like to leave with us?
You know what? I would just like to say thank you. Really thank you to each and every listener, because you have given so abundantly over the years, and it's because of you, and we say that a lot, but it's really because of you that we're on air, and that we are able to do what we do on other media platforms as well, and so a big thank you, yes.
Oh, Matt Jean, thank you so much. Thanks for your time. Please now go and rest and have a great time this weekend with your family.
Thank you, Lukor.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.